This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The White House on Monday welcomed the extension of the pause in fighting in Gaza, adding that it hopes Americans will be among the 20 hostages to be released next, as 8 to 9 U.S. citizens are believed to be among those still being held. Qatar announced the pause in fighting will be extended for 2 days, allowing for more people to be released by both sides and more aid to reach the people in Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The suspect arrested in the shooting of 3 young men of Palestinian descent who were attending a Thanksgiving holiday gathering near the University of Vermont over the weekend pled not guilty to the charges on Monday.
Mr. Eaton enters a not guilty plea to all 3 counts.
That's the voice of Eaton's attorney. Police say he shot and injured the 3 men on Saturday night in Burlington. Officials say Eaton, a white man, approached the trio who were walking and fired at least 4 rounds before running away. The shooting may have been a hate crime, according to police. The European Commission vice president has praised Ukraine's fight against corruption, saying Ukraine is doing everything to strengthen the effort to eliminate corruption.
Criticism, which I sometimes hear, that look, there are corruption cases in Ukraine, so this is a corrupted country. I would put it differently, because we see the cases, and because we see the cases being prosecuted, we see that Ukraine is establishing or has established efficient system.
EC Vice President Vera Jourova, Ukraine is going through the process of ascension to